So in the Old Testament it says, I will turn to the people a pure language. That's speaking in tongues. A language that is holy, that can't be defiled, that can't be changed, that comes out of your mouth and it's instigated by the Holy Spirit. I've said it over and over again. The Bible says in Matthew, you know, it is given unto you to know the mysteries. You know, flesh and blood hath not revealed it to you. You know, you can't get this stuff from books and from academia and from other people. Other people can tell you the mysteries of God over and over and over again, and it won't sink in until it becomes spiritual, until it actually comes from the spiritual realm. Because these mysteries are spiritual. They come from the kingdom of God. They don't come from man. A lot of time I'll tell people stuff and they'll say, that sounds good, but it doesn't sink in until they get the revelation themselves from the spiritual realm, from the Holy Spirit. Then it becomes a revelation unto them. You know, in the Bible it says, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. So this is the only way that you're going to get and understand the Father is by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And he sent you the Holy Spirit so that he, the Holy Spirit, would reveal to you everything that Jesus is. Because he's the express image of the Father. You know, and in Jeremiah chapter 31 it says, they shall teach no more every man his neighbor. It's all about the New Testament. It's a dynamic thing. You no longer go to a priest and he teaches you things. But they shall teach no more every man his neighbor. It says here in Jeremiah, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after these days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. That's in Jeremiah 31. It says, eye has not seen nor ear heard. It's not coming from a natural place. And in Isaiah it says in 64, for since the beginning of the world, men has not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen. You know, in 1 Corinthians 2 it says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. You love the Lord, and he will reveal unto you the doctrine the Bible talks about in John. He says, if you love my Father, if you love me and my Father, you do our will, we will show you the doctrine. What doctrine? The true doctrine. There's millions of different doctrines getting around the world, but there's only one true doctrine, and it comes from the revelation of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. You know, in Zephaniah it says in chapter 3, it says, for then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. Not 30 different consents, not 30 different paths, not 300 different church denominations, but one consent, all funneled in through the Holy Spirit. You know, the mysteries of God will never come to you through academia or through someone teaching you naturally this stuff. Even if I explained all of the stuff to you in the Bible, you have to go after it yourself. You have to get the revelation yourself. This is key to understanding. If you try to get the revelation of God through another person, it's only head knowledge. It's not heart knowledge. And you can know a lot of scriptures, but really, if it's not coming from the heart, it's not true revelation. It's just head knowledge. A lot of churches are just developing head knowledge, no heart knowledge. You know, and the Bible talks about in Matthew 13 that it talks about the good ground. That's talking about speaking in tongues, the sower and the seed. It's talking about praying and getting rid of all of the thorns out of your ground, getting rid of all the stones out of your ground so that you have good ground and the roots will go down deep and they'll get water and they'll bring forth 100-fold, 30, 60, and 100-fold fruit. It's all about, you know, it says, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or a basket type of thing? Mark chapter 4 talks about that. No, a candle lights up things. And if you pray in tongues, the candle will light up everything inside you and will show everything that is against God and will deal with it. The Holy Spirit will deal with it on your behalf if you allow Him. The Bible talks about, hath lightened a candle and cover it with a vessel. That's talking about it in Luke chapter 8. It's the same place. It's talking about it in Mark 4, in Matthew 13, and in Luke chapter 8 is all about the sower and the seed. And it talks about it falling among thorns in Luke chapter 8. So when it falls among thorns, the thorns choke the word. That's the cares and the worries of this world will choke the word. Because you won't walk in faith, you'll be concerned and your heart will be overflowed with or overcovered with concerns of this world. You won't be able to enter into the rest. You won't be able to believe God's promises because you'll walk in unbelief. Because you're looking at the world from a natural perspective rather than with spiritual eyes and believing. Now you can't just believe, you can't just make up I believe. It has to come from within. It has to come from the heart. The head can't do that. The head can pretend to believe, but when it really gets to the bottom line, when the rubber hits the road, when it really comes down to it, if you haven't got that belief in your heart, it will fail you. The Bible talks about in Matthew 13, treasure hid in a field. You have to go and search the treasure out. You have to dig for it. And that treasure is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's hid from man, and it's only revealed by the Spirit. How do you get that? Pray in tongues. It's pretty simple. And that treasure, you know, the Bible talks about it being a precious thing. It's a valuable thing. It's going to give you life. It's going to get you out of trouble. It's going to give you the answer to everything. Everything in your life can come from the revelation of through the Holy Spirit because Jesus overcame the world in every aspect. And you can be more than an overcomer in your business, in your family life, in your health, in your church life. You can be an overcomer in every aspect of life. You can be victorious because God will give you the answer to every question you need. All you have to do is go and find that treasure. All you have to do is sit down and pray, let the Holy Spirit reveal the things to you, and then act on them. Not just pretend they don't exist, but act on them. You know, it talks about in 13, seeking godly pearls. A guy goes and sells everything he has, and he goes after the pearl of great price. So he makes this pearl number one, makes it his desire to go after. So when you want to get that pearl or that thing that's hidden inside a clam, inside an oyster, you have to actually go after it and let it be revealed to you by opening up that which is hidden by praying in tongues. It's pretty simple. It talks about a net that was cast into the sea. You know, there is a whole lot of different types of people, and you know, not everybody's the same in their makeup and their personality and their life experiences. But God can gather them all in and deal with all of them individually through the Spirit. He can organize for them to be blessed and for their life to be more than an overcomer, for their life to be prosperous. He wants to pour grace, free unmerited favor on you if you'll only yield to the Holy Spirit. The Bible talks in Hebrews chapter 4, if you will not harden your heart today and hear the Holy Spirit. You know, so the Bible talks about, you know, wisdom, the wisdom of God in a mystery. It's something that God wanted to hide from everybody, and only those who seek Him with a pure heart will receive it. How do you do that? You pray in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is designed to give you, that's His job, to reveal unto you Jesus. And Jesus is the express image of the Father. That's how you get it. But everybody else is going through line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they may be caught and snared, fall backwards and be captured. But they won't listen, because people are geared up to do things naturally. But you know, the kingdom of God is spiritual, and it overshadows our natural life. It impermeates our natural life and controls and creates the perfect condition for a prosperous life. That's how it works. Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. In Jude 1, verse 3, it says, Beloved, or beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. When was that? That was the day of Pentecost. And then a couple of verses later he says, But, and he spends all of that chapter talking about people who walk in the flesh, who do ungodly things, who are led by the flesh. But then in verse 19 he says, But ye, switching back to those who earnestly contend for the faith which is once delivered unto the saints, he says, But ye, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for Jesus Christ's return. So, you know, there's those who walk in natural mind and those who walk in a spiritual mind. Which one are you? It says, yeah, praying in the Holy Spirit over and over again. It talks about he who speaks in an unknown tongue is his spirit that prays. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, you know, if you pray in tongues, that will bring the love of God over your heart. Because the Bible says, for the love of God is shed abroad over our heart by the Holy Spirit. Building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. If you have not love, you're nothing. Even if you can perform miracles and pray for people and they get healed, kick demons out of people, have all understanding and knowledge, if you don't have love, then you've got nothing. But the Holy Spirit will bring the whole package to you. You're transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Romans chapter 12. So I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's reasonable, to present your whole body as a sacrifice. That means not doing your own stuff, but letting God lead you through the Holy Spirit. He wants to bless you. He doesn't want to see you in the ditch. You know, it's not about relinquishing your sovereignty to tyranny or to somebody who wants to throw you into prison and whip you, but it's giving your sovereignty or your will over to somebody that wants to bless you, that wants your life to be full of grace, full of healing, full of prosperity. The whole box and dice, which is called salvation. You'll be saved. And you know, the Lord wants to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The Bible talks about in Proverbs, for wisdom has hewn out her seven pillars. You know, and those seven pillars hold up the house. And you know, those seven pillars, they correlate with Matthew chapter 5, with the Sermon on the Mount. He says, blessed are you if you do this, blessed are you if you do this. And there's seven. There's nine there. The other two out of the nine are what will happen if you operate in wisdom, in those seven wisdom that speaks about it in, as I said, in Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount. And that sermon goes all the way through chapter 5, chapter 6, and ends at the end of chapter 7, where he talks about building a house on sand or on the rock, on Jesus Christ, on the revelation of Jesus Christ. He is wisdom. He is wisdom for us. It's all so easy when you pray in tongues, you get it. People will pray in tongues, they come back to me and say, I get this, because I didn't reveal it to them. It's because the Holy Spirit revealed it to them. By revelation, he made known unto me the mysteries. That's all you've got to do. Sit down and pray in tongues, and by revelation, he'll make known unto you the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And then there's the fellowship of the mystery. When you start to understand how the kingdom of God works and you meet other Christians who operate from the same place, you have fellowship with them and the kingdom of God. You all step into one place in the kingdom of God, and you operate from one place, from one understanding. There's not 1,400 different understandings like we have in churches. There's one understanding, and that is God's purpose, plan of purpose for you and your life, and how he wants to use you in the body of Christ. Boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. You know, there's so many different versions of the gospel that spins your head. There's only one version, and that is everything is built on Jesus Christ. The only revelation you're going to get is on Jesus Christ. That he is the only one to the Father. There's no other way. But you need equipment to make your journey. You need to be baptized. That puts you in a position. And you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That gives you understanding so that you can move forward. Even Paul said to some disciples he found, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? They said, we don't even know what you're talking about. He said, then what were you baptized in? They said, we were baptized into John's baptism. He said, well, John verily baptized you with the baptism of repentance. But one will come after you, come after him, who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. When they heard this, they were baptized again. And he laid his hands on them. The Holy Spirit came on them, and they started speaking in tongues and prophesying. There we have the way things are done. There's a lot of people who are giving their heart to Jesus in some church. The first time they've been there, they never go back. They know nothing about the kingdom of God. They know nothing about the plan and purpose of Jesus or the gospel message. They just came down, they said a prayer, and they probably meant it, but they didn't have the equipment. They didn't receive the Holy Spirit since they believed. They didn't get baptized since they believed. But you know, God is waiting, and he is faithful to his promises. If you give your heart to Jesus, it doesn't necessarily make you saved, but it puts you into a position where God can come and rescue you. When he can get those who lie to you or shortchange you on your salvation out the way. When he can get you in a place where you lay aside your prejudices, your other things that stop you from coming and walking in the truth, then he will give you all understanding, and you will go and get baptized. People will lay hands on you, or you'll pray and you'll start speaking in tongues, and then you'll go, wow, this is amazing. Why didn't anybody tell me this stuff? Because they didn't know themselves? Well, it's a big mystery, isn't it? If you don't go after God the way God is organized, then you're just going to be left in the dark. The church is in the dark, and it's feeding people darkness, lies and deception. Jesus said the enemy comes, or Satan comes, to kill, steal and destroy, but I come that you may have life and life more abundantly. But it's up to you. Which lie do you want to listen to, or do you want to listen to only one truth? And that is the truth that comes from the Holy Spirit, comes from Jesus Christ, who is the express image of the Father. It's pretty simple. You know, you can be the dumbest Christian with the least amount of theology. If I can get you praying for 5 minutes a day, I can move you into a place where revelation starts coming and your eyes will be opened, and then the enemy will lose his grip on you, and you will start to walk in freedom. Slowly but surely, you will walk your way out of the mess that has been laid on you by ministers who don't know what they're talking about. And you'll walk in freedom, and you'll start to move into a place where Jesus spoke about life more abundantly. And you'll leave where the enemy causes you to be killed and stolen from and destroyed. You know, by praying in tongues, you'll understand the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. By praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit will reveal unto you Jesus and who he is. And as you behold his face, or as you behold his image, or as you understand through the eyes of your understanding who he is, then God will move you from glory to glory, from a place closer and closer to him. And from that place, you'll be able to operate in the kingdom of God, higher and higher. Even in Peter, you'll read 2 Peter chapter 3, he speaks about Paul. He says, and also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrestle, as they do also with other scriptures, unto their own destruction. You know, you'll just wrestle the scriptures forever and ever more until you get a revelation of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. Paul was trying to teach people spiritual things, but they were only be able to understand them naturally because they weren't spiritually minded. You know, the Bible says that through the Spirit you do mortify the deeds of the flesh. It says in Romans chapter 8, but if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So you have to be led by the Spirit of God. And then you are authentically the son or the daughter of a living God. Can be led by natural means. There's a lot of people who are being led by natural means. There's a lot of people who just go to church, they sing the songs, they have a little bit of a happy time, but that's all they put into their walk. The rest of the week, they're just doing their thing. They go to church each week, and they just do that. You know, the Bible talks about us laying down our lives and being transformed by the Holy Spirit and picking up the revelation of Jesus Christ and walking in it and being hid in him, being encompassed in the kingdom of God and being wrapped in him and walking in him. And then we walk in life more abundantly. So if you sit down and you pray in tongues, God will turn to you a pure new language, and he will transform your life. And all of the false doctrine, all of the lies that you've been fed, they will start to dissipate. They'll start to be dismantled in your life, and you'll walk in freedom, and you'll start to have a revelation of Jesus Christ and who he truly is, and the plan and purpose for your life. And God wants you to walk in victory. But you won't do it through natural means. You won't do it through a natural mind. You'll only do it through a spiritual mind. If you read 1 Corinthians, it says that the natural man receives not the things of God. So you have to be spiritually minded. So think about this. Sit down, have a cup of tea and pray in tongues. Even if you can't pray in tongues a lot, pray in tongues for 5 minutes. At a time, every day. Set yourself some sort of time to sit down and pray in tongues, and you'll find that the wheels will start to move. You'll find that the juice will start to flow. The river of living water will start to flow, and it'll transform your life slowly but surely. And the more you pray, the more you press in, the more you make an effort, the better it will be. The enemy doesn't like you praying in tongues. He'll cause trouble in your life. He'll make you feel agitated. You know, I get people say, when I pray in tongues, I feel agitated. Well, that's because the enemy's stirring you up. Don't listen to him. Go after the Lord. Follow the Lord. That's what I say. And you'll never go wrong. You'll walk in victory. You'll have peace and joy and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. So we'll leave it there.